Here we are in the beautiful season of autumn. Do you have favorite times of the year? For some, it's spring. Some, it's winter. Some, it's summer. I happen to like the colors, the beautiful colors of autumn. Do you ever think of your faith as something that you can filter through the seasons? Never really did that. Jim Otremba is going to help us with that right now. He's a licensed therapist in Minnesota, a member of our Morning Family here on Morning Air, and he's working on his doctorate in psychology. He's also a part-time stay-at-home dad along with his wife, Maureen. They bring personal and professional teachings to thousands of Catholics all throughout the country. Every single year, their workshops, Catholic workbooks, and retreats talking about the Catholic spirituality of autumn. You have piqued our interest beyond belief, Jim. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, John. Thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege to be here again. It's been a while, so thanks for having me back.
We love the beautiful fall colors, and you know, you see the change of seasons, and also in addition to the beautiful fall colors, you know that we're coming to the end of ordinary time, and we're coming to the beginning of the new year in the church, and also the beauty, the solemnity of Advent as we prepare for the birth of Christ.
Yeah, you know, we are, as Catholics, we love seasons, and as you just referenced, there's liturgical seasons, and of course, there's natural seasons as well, and that's why I love being a Catholic, because we're so sacramental. I just love the fact that we see God in all of this, you know, because it's orchestrated by God. And so I was just talking to someone yesterday, by the way, who does not like fall. Now, I like fall, too. I like autumn, like you like autumn, but just yesterday I was talking to somebody about that, because I was thinking about my talk today. And they did not like it because, for them, it's just winter is coming, right? And we're in Minnesota, and there's a lot of pre-depression kind of going on already.
Right.
Now, if you're listening, you know, wherever you're listening, there's a lot of difficulty right now in our nation with the wildfires on the West Coast and the pandemic, of course, and the murder of George Floyd in Minnesota. I mean, there's been so much going on that's so difficult. I wanted to talk today to the listeners about a Catholic understanding of autumn and with some hope. You know, I mean, because as fall comes, it gets a little cooler. Or wherever you're at, you know, it's just a little cooler right now. And, of course, that's relative depending on what state you live in the nation, obviously. But for us Minnesotans, you know, even, well, this last week has been a little warmer, but it's going to get colder and colder and colder. Eventually, it'll be, you know, 20, 30 below, again, zero, you know, and it gets cold. And I think wherever we're at now, we're starting to put some extra clothes on, you know. We're starting to put a comfy sweater on or a comfy blanket, wrap ourselves up. I got a prayer blanket downstairs, and I pray downstairs. I love to wrap myself in that blanket, and I just really appreciate that. Think about that for a minute. Think about the last time that you were kind of chilly or cold, and you wrapped yourself in a blanket, or you wrapped yourself in a comfy sweater, you know, or just think about that for just a second now. Just think about that, and that's exactly what God wants to do with us. You know, Isaiah 66 is one of my favorite images of God. Isaiah said, as a mother comforts her son, so shall I comfort you. And we need this comforting messages right now. You know, we need this. And it's great that later on the Mass will be aired, you know, at 11. You're just talking about that because Our Lady is praying for us, and we're grateful for Mary. We're grateful because we need this comfort of God right now, especially in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the difficulties of our nation. So in the midst of this, God desires to comfort us through the sacraments, through safe people, through the church. And I guess my question is, in the midst of these difficulties, how have we experienced God's comfort? You know, and I think that's such an important question. As a licensed therapist, I ask that to people, but I ask it of myself. I ask it for all of us right now. You know, how do we experience God's comfort in the midst of the difficulties we've been through?
You know, Jim, like you, I live in Minnesota. It's been a beautiful fall for colors. And this year we went into some new places we hadn't in the past. And, you know, every corner you drive around, you can be amazed. And we got talking about how nature can really point us to the power and the generosity of the Creator, thinking that God is doing this just for fun. You know, I mean, you would think things would still work just fine if all the leaves weren't as beautiful as they are in a scientific point of view. But between tropical fish and flowers and the colors in the fall, the Lord just showing off a little bit purely for our benefit, just for fun. And what a great way that can draw us closer to the Lord and have a little more appreciation for His handiwork.
Yes, and bring us joy, you know, and it's, again, that's critically important in the midst of the heaviness of the world right now, to recognize that that there is still joy, there is still beauty, there is still goodness and truth, these transcendentals, as Catholic theology likes to call them, you know, philosophy likes to call them, that they still exist, they're still going on, and we need to, as you're talking about, Glenn, to set aside time, to devote some time to appreciate that. That's really important. I was giving a talk to pastors a couple weeks ago, and so I was driving up to northern Minnesota, and it was just a beautiful drive. It was just so prayerful to see all these colors. And I was thinking the same thing you were just saying, Glenn. God, you are such a great maker. You know, this is so awesome. So, yes, in the midst of the difficulties that we are going through, please devote some time to appreciate the beauty God has around us and the comfort that God brings us.
Amen. With therapist Jim Otremba this morning, we are talking about Catholic spirituality, the Catholic spirituality of autumn, and also talking about how you experience God's comfort during this time of year. 888-914-9149. How are you experiencing God's comfort amidst all the trials and tribulations, the crosses that you and I have in our families every day? What do you do to focus on God's comfort and experience His comfort in your life? 888-914-9149. You talk about the Catholic spirituality of autumn, as many of us just love the fall colors. I always look at that, those bright oranges, those bright oranges and those reds that are mixed in. It makes me think of the bright orange, not orange, but the gold of the monstrance, because we can see those golds in the leaves as well. And we see, you know, that's a connection for me in terms of the fall colors.
I love that, John. I love that. And that's kind of my invitation, I think, to the listeners today, is to make these connections when we're outside or we're seeing the beauty of autumn, you know, to see that, you know, and to make these spiritual connections. One of the connections I like to make, of course, during autumn is the harvest time, right? And I grew up in farming country, and so we are very thankful, right? I mean, we want to be thankful, and of course, the word Eucharist means thankfulness, right? It means gratitude, and at every Eucharist, we give supreme thanks, right? Because we can participate in Christ's life, death, and resurrection in the name of His Holy Spirit, and so this autumn time also is a time to be grateful and thankful, even again in the midst of the difficulties. You know, where are areas of our life that we can be thankful for? Just like you just got them saying, John, when you see these golden colors, it reminds you of the monstrance and reminds you of adoration, of adoring Christ, and which is awesome. I love that prayer form, you know, and all of these gifts from the Lord, these are wonderful gifts from the Lord, aren't they? You know, to remind us of God's providential care. God is a good, good father, a good, good daddy, right? And God desires to provide for us and to protect us, even in the midst of the difficulties that we're in. We got to keep remembering that.
Jim, as a therapist and someone who's working on a doctorate right now in psychology, you mentioned the word gratitude. Is gratitude a natural antidepressant, something that we can all tap into right now?
Absolutely, it is. And this is another reason I wanted to bring it up today, because a lot of us, there's a lot of depression in the air. You know, you can kind of cut through it, it feels like, you know. And so to be grateful, to be thankful is indeed antidepressant. Here's an invitation I think that we should all do every day, actually, but especially today when you get a chance. Just write down, you know, seven things that you're grateful for today. Seven's a great number, right? Seven sacraments, right? That's the number of completion in the scriptures. So write down seven things you're grateful for today, and really give that some thought. I mean, it might be clean air. You know, I'm very grateful for clean air. I've got clients in California, and they can't go outside right now. You know, I can go outside. I mean, it's just we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in California and the West Coast. I mean, it's just horrible. And so, you know, to be able to thank you, God, that I can breathe clean air. What a gift! Clean water, clean food, clean energy. You know, solar energy. I mean, shelter. I mean, warmth. You know, so many things to be grateful for. I think I just listed six, right? I think off the top of my head. But the invitation is to truly, truly be thankful, and then to recognize that. You know, to say thank you, God, for clean air. Thank you, God, for a good marriage. Thank you, God, for my children. Thank you, God, for food. You know, I mean, that's really important in life. And as we do this, we train our brain, you know, to kind of shift, because our brain by nature is pessimistic. okay, naturally. But supernaturally, we are baptized, okay? So we can train our brain to enter into grace, and the grace of gratitude in particular. And that's so important to train our brain. It's really important. Now, here's the deal. Satan does not want this. I guarantee that, okay? Our past hurts, our past wounds, the current pandemic, none of the negative stuff wants this. But we need to say, hold it, I want to focus today on gratitude. You know, I want to, Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for the gifts you've given.
And when you do that, Jimbo Trimble, it's easier than you think, is what can I be grateful for and how can I make this list of all of the blessings in my life? Because once you start, the Holy Spirit really opens your eyes. For example, we need rain here in the Northeast. There are drought conditions and some extreme drought conditions. And, you know, we've had little bits of rain. And I find myself just saying, thank you, God, for this rain shower right now. Thank you for this hour of rain. And that opens your eyes to say, well, thank you for the warmth of my house. Thank you for the fact that, you know, I have the blessing of a nice warm bed to get into on a very cold night here in the New York area. And that just, it gains momentum. It's like a rock going down the hill. It's like it's a snowball. It's that snowball effect.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, it is. I remember going to a brain conference as a therapist. We've got to do, you know, continuing education units. Mm-hmm. I go to these conferences and stuff. And I just remember one of the doctoral dudes who were talking about, you know, here's a difference between an optimist and a pessimist. You know, we all get thrown negativity at us from so many different angles. The difference is that the optimist continues to focus on positive things. I mean, it seems so simple, right? But
right.
it's actually a discipline. You know, I mean, we have got to teach ourselves that. Now, he was talking from a completely secular point of view. So here's my invitation. If you have a hard time being grateful, I would just ask you to get down on your knees today sometime and say, God, help me to have a grateful heart. And mm-hmm. then, and just like you were saying, John, as we pray that prayer, it will be amazing what the Holy Spirit will put into your heart to say, oh, I can be grateful for this, 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 and that, even in the midst of my difficulties, because maybe I'm on the East Coast with the drought, maybe I'm on the West Coast when I can't, you know, and the fires. In the midst of that stuff, what can I be grateful for? And then, of course, as we're talking as a nation here too, to pray for each other in the different regions. That is so important. That's so important. And so in the Midwest, you know, we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters on the West Coast and the people on the East Coast too, like you're talking about with the drought. We have got to recognize we're the body of Christ. We're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. We've been made so through baptism. And that we can be grateful for that. We can be grateful that we're not alone. We are not alone on this walk, you know, that can be very difficult at times, you know, very difficult at times. So thank you, God, for faith, and thank you for the body of Christ, that none of us are ever alone. Thank you, God.
In this Catholic spirituality of autumn, as a mental health professional, Jim, you know, at this time of the year, naturally, with less light, you start picking up in your business as people need some help when it is just simply dark outside. Now, this year is a year unlike any other with the pandemic and the stress of the election, the wildfires, natural disasters that are happening all across the country. And there are so many extra stressors. Heard a story on CBS News yesterday that said those seeking out mental health counseling has been way up in the last few months. Now, you couple that with the fact that the leaves are changing and the days are getting shorter. What's your advice to keep that focus, that focus of gratitude, that focus of hope, that focus of light when there isn't much?
Oh, that's a great question. So if anybody has a smartphone, you've ever heard of those things, right? Okay, so if you got a smartphone, you know, go into the setting right now, and well, not now, you might be driving, but set your alarm, your hourly alarm. And when that goes off, that's your invitation to thank the Lord for a gift for that last hour. It's really good. It's a good use of technology. The other thing you do when you go to your smartphone is download the Relevant Radio app, please. I mean, I love this app. It's a great app. And just use it because it's a great way to recognize we are not alone in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of difficulties. We are not alone. And so download that. The other thing is if life is getting, you know, very, very heavy, and you know, things are not going well, and you're trying to do this, you're trying to stay focused, and you're listening to the relevant radio app, and you're doing all the good things that we're talking about, and it's still not working, please get some help, okay? I mean that seriously, because we there are good mental health professionals, and so ask your local priest, ask your deacon, maybe call your local your diocesan marriage and family office. Most mm-hmm. diocesans have a marriage and family office, and a lot of those directors have a short list of therapists that they trust. Because the truth is, John, is there a therapist I won't send my dog to, okay? Because I don't trust them, all right?
Right?
And
right.
So you really want to go to a therapist that's trustworthy. I mean, that's critically important.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things. Those are that's a great question, and those are some comments on that question.
Sure. And Jim's website is CatholicFamilyResources.com, CatholicFamilyResources.com. Learn much more about Jim Ottrembo, licensed therapist in Minnesota, working on his doctorate in psychology online at CatholicFamilyResources.com. Jim, thank you. We are praying for you next. We're headed into the Adoration Chapel and taking your prayer requests right now, 888-914-9149. How may we pray for you? 888-914-9149. Your prayer requests next on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Good morning, 10 before the hour. John and Glenn, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is the day that we spend some time in the Adoration Chapel, and we are going to take your prayer intentions before the Blessed Sacrament. And if you have a prayer intention right now, 888-914-9149. Also know that when you call with your prayer intentions at 888-914-9149, I also take those prayer intentions with me in my intentions. I pray for you at Mass tomorrow morning and at Sunday Mass and offer my Eucharist for you as well. 888-914-9149 for your prayer intentions this morning. Patrick, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Hello, good morning. Yes, thanks for taking my call. I'm in need of prayers from my family, who are all away from the church and really spiritually blind.
We'll pray that the Holy Spirit go to work and to open their eyes spiritually. And maybe you want to introduce them to the Relevant Radio app and just say that it's been something that's been important to you. But Patrick, that is our number one prayer request here at Relevant Radio, and count on those prayers. I'll take that before the Blessed Sacrament this morning. Jim, good morning. What's your prayer intention? Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Hi, I'm just calling in today. I have a CAT scan done, and I'm just calling for prayers that it's a good outcome and they can figure out what's going on with me without the return of my cancer. And pray for our country, and that's about all I have right now.
We'll be praying for you. Thank you so much. And of course, the 54-day Rosary Novena with Father Aki. We know so many of you are praying that Rosary Novena for the strength of our country as well. Terry, good morning at 888-914-9149. How may we pray for you today?
I am praying for a very, very good friend who is in her last stages of cancer, and I'm praying for her family as well for a miracle. I'm also praying for my son who suffers from anxiety and has fallen away from the church.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
We'll take all those prayer requests before the Blessed Sacrament, and also special prayers to St. Dimphna for your son as well. Yvonne, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Good morning. I want to do a prayer of thanksgiving. I called in 2 weeks ago for Mary Rose, who is autistic and has a habit of hitting the driver and jumping out of the car.
Oh, right. I remember that.
With her doctor appointment. Yes, she did great for her appointment. So thank you for those, and also for my friend's sister, Monica, who was COVID positive.
All right, prayers for your friend's sister, and that's good news about that young lady as well, and we'll continue to pray for her, Yvonne. Thank you so much. Dottie in Minnesota, we're going to pray for your relatives who are suffering from cancer as well. Also, Natalie, listening in California this morning, has a son who is recovering from addiction. We'll take those prayers before the Blessed Sacrament today. 888-914-9149 with your prayer intentions. Mary, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Thank you for accepting my call. I
sure.
want to pray for my son and his wife. They're struggling in their marriage, and they have small children. So I'm lifting them up, and that those knots in their marriage will be untied by our Blessed Mother. For my friend Lupe, who has cancer, continued prayer for her. And just a one of thanksgiving for my grandson that has been in trouble a lot, and now he seems to be on the right track, and just continued prayers that he continues.
Thanks be to God for that. I'll take that into the Adoration Chapel today, and special prayers to Mary Undoer of Knotts for your family. Mary, thank you so much. Joseph, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. How may we pray for you?
Good morning. Today I ask for prayers that St. Albert the Great and St. Dominic pray that I am able to successfully balance my vocations of both a new husband, being a new husband and being a lay Dominican, as well as being a religious education director.
That's a very difficult balance, and I'm sure you will do that, and I will take those prayers before the Blessed Sacrament today. Joseph, count on those. Claire, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. What is your prayer intention?
Good morning, John. My prayer intention is for the repose of the soul of my mother-in-law, Mary Clemens. Today would have been her birthday. Mm. She died back in 2012. So just for that, and for everyone at Relevant Radio, you've really helped us all so much with all our daily triumphs and tributes and struggles. Thank you.
I will take your prayer requests before the Blessed Sacrament, and thank you for that very nice feedback. We're blessed to have you as a part of our family, Claire. Thank you. Good morning, Jill. How may we pray for you? Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning. My nephew was found unconscious last night. He was airlifted to our local hospital, and he is now on life support. He's got the corona. He's diabetic. So could we please pray for his recovery?
Going to pray for that miracle today, Jill. Thank you so much. Tony, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Good morning. I have a prayer of thanksgiving and a request. My thanksgiving prayer is that the tumor that my wife has, we found out, is not malignant. It's benign. So we're very, very grateful for that.
Thanks be to God.
And they still got to remove it, so my prayer request is that the surgery to remove the benign tumor goes well.
Sure, sure. And that the Lord guide the hands of the surgeon as well. Tony, count on those prayers. Thank you, and God bless you. Kristen, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. How may we pray for you?
Good morning. Thank you for your prayers. I would like prayers for myself and my husband for our ongoing struggle with infertility, as well as all couples who struggle with this cross, and for all the souls of the babies lost to abortion.
Yeah, my mom and dad struggled with that. They were married 4 years before I came along, and then there was another 11 years after that, and they were so blessed. And unfortunately, my mom had a miscarriage. And for those of you who have had a miscarriage, my heart breaks for you as well, because my sister would have been 11 years. My sister, Stephanie, my mom loved the name Stephen. I'm named John, obviously. So that's how Stephanie was named, after she found out it was going to be a girl. Count on those prayers. Thank you so much, Kristen. Alice, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Yeah, I am searching for a job. I lost my job about 3 weeks ago, and so I'm on the job search, and then I found out yesterday that my previous employer denied my unemployment. So it's like a double whammy. So
got it. Got it. That. We have a very special St. Joseph's altar in our basilica, and I will pray to St. Joseph the Worker for you, Alice. Thank you. Laura Lee, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you so much. I'm just praying for a couple things. My daughter, it's her birthday today. She's 22. Her name's Sophia. And she's just really sad because her boyfriend just broke up with her last night.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And that's going to be a very difficult day for her. And they've been together for about a year. And then I also want to pray for us. My husband and I are moving to a different... We're in North Carolina, so we're moving to Wilmington, North Carolina. We just have to really sell our house because my husband's been working down there for the last 5 months.
Yeah, and it's difficult to be separated, definitely. I'll pray to St. Joseph for you, and a special spiritual bouquet for your daughter today on her birthday. Laura Lee, thank you. If you weren't able to get through, relevantradio.com/pray. You can send us your prayer requests at relevantradio.com/pray. Our time now, 2:00, Patrick Madrid coming up, and right now it's time for today's Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today is called The Fear of Man. One of the most gifted speakers in church history was John Chrysostom. The name comes from a Greek word meaning golden-tongued. John was sent from Antioch to what was then Constantinople, where he preached fearlessly in the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire. His denunciation of the lavish extravagance of the rich and ruling class and his condemnation of excess infuriated many, including Empress Eudoxia, who arranged for him to be exiled. When he was told of his fate, Chrysostom responded, "What can I fear? Will it be death? But you know that Christ is my life and that I shall gain by death. Will it be exile? But the earth and all its fullness is the Lord's. Will it be the loss of wealth? But we brought nothing into the world and can carry nothing out. Thus all the terrors of the world are contemptible in my eyes, and I smile at all its good things. Poverty I do not fear, riches I do not sigh for, death I do not shrink from." Far too many today are more worried about what people think than about what God thinks. The desire not to offend others, which is not a bad thing in itself, is often elevated to the most important thing. As a result, many shrink from speaking the truth. Proverbs 29:25. Fear of others becomes a snare, but the one who trusts in the Lord is safe.
Check out the Glenn Story Corner podcast on our continuously updated Relevant Radio app. And a reminder, 11 Central today, the live broadcast of the Apparition Anniversary Mass from the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. That's today at 11 a.m. Central, celebrated by Bishop David Ricken here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.